All right. Without delay, as my write-in was this morning, I was so pleased that the highways and byways that I take to get into the radio station were relatively clear compared to most weeks, and that bodes well for my call this morning with my friend Josh Morgan. He is the Connecticut Department of Transportation Communications Director, and there's a lot going on Connecticut's roadways and with Connecticut operators. But as we said in the introduction, winter weather is soon to be upon us, and that means driving safer and friendlier is even more important. So, Josh, good morning. Thank you for joining us. So, Josh, there are a lot of things we need to talk about this morning, but the first one is a brand new program out of Connecticut DOT, and it's called ConEtiquette. What's that all about?
Yeah, and good morning, John. Thanks again for having me. ConEtiquette is our new statewide bus etiquette campaign. Some of it is common sense. Some of it's worth repeating. We want everyone, when they're getting on the bus, to feel safe, to feel comfortable, and to enjoy their ride. So it's a statewide campaign that we're partnering with CT Transit and all of the bus service providers across the state, having materials on the buses themselves, running ads on social media and TV, just reminding people some of the basic courtesy tips when they get on the bus. You know, put your headphones in. Don't watch your show or your social media blasting the sound out of your phone or tablet speaker. Make sure that you're not eating or drinking on the bus, keeping your voice and conversations quiet. Being respectful of everyone else on the bus, just to make sure for the drivers and all the passengers that everyone is having a safe, comfortable ride. So it's a new campaign, ConEtiquette. We're excited to launch that and really encourage people who are frequent users or maybe new users to come out and continue using the bus service systems across the state.
I know a lot of virtually all of our government offices, obviously including Connecticut DOT, they do quite a lot of research and crunch a lot of data. Have you seen this type of initiative working successfully in other similar states or regions of the country?
Yeah, you know, we're a very large country, but so much of what we do is similar across state lines. So absolutely, talking to national organizations like APTA, the Public Transportation Association of America, talking to other departments of transportation about what they're doing to make sure that public transportation is an inviting, safe, and comfortable experience. So this is building off a code of conduct that we reissued back in 2024 and really just putting it front and center. It's things that most people know and recognize, but it's also important just to have those reminders out there. Hey, you know, put your headphones on, only use one seat. Don't spread yourself out across three or four seats. Make sure that you're putting your bikes or your strollers or your bags in a safe spot and giving the driver the space and the courtesy to drive that bus to get you to your destination safely. So we're hopeful that this is going to be a continued success and promoting and encouraging the use of public transportation in Connecticut.
Yeah, and I don't want to get into nitty gritty specifics, but roughly how many bus lines or transportation systems, and or how much ridership would this potentially impact?
We're going to keep a look at it. Tens of thousands of people are riding buses in Connecticut every week. The vast majority of ridership comes out of the Hartford, New Haven, Stamford metro areas. Mm-hmm. But we also see ridership with SEAT, the Southeastern Area Transit providers, out in the New London area. We see it with HART in the Greater Danbury area. Lots of different transit districts, lots of different demographics across the state. But the one thing that we want to be consistent with across transit districts, across town and city lines, is that people can get on that bus. They know it's going to be a safe, comfortable, and enjoyable ride. And we want to encourage more people to use public transportation, whether it's on the bus side, whether it's on the rail side. That's really going to be the main driver to reduce the traffic congestion that many people are experiencing in Connecticut. Yeah. We can't really build more highways. We can't really widen or expand those highways. We really need to expand and offer more public transportation services, make it safe, make it inviting, make it convenient, and more people will come out and use those services.
Right. Well, as we mentioned earlier, with the onset, anticipated onset of, winter precipitation and winter weather, there's two kind of partner issues I like to talk about next, and that is, are folks out on Connecticut state roads and highways going to see anything different in terms of the scope or behavior of our protectors at the Connecticut DOT, our plow teams and others, and with them and our drivers in mind? I know this is, you're poised basically to launch your winter safe driving campaign as well. So can we start with anything that folks are going to see differently in terms of plows, operation, scope of service, anything like that?
Really nothing new. Some newer equipment, maybe some bigger equipment to help us clear the roads a little bit more effectively. We're in a fortunate position where we're able to have a budget allowing us to sell some of the older equipment and invest in some newer equipment for our drivers. But this is really our bread and butter. We're New Englanders. We know that it's going to snow. And the men and women of our highway maintenance department take great pride in this work. Many people may not realize that there's actually a residency requirement to work at ConDOT in these garages. You can't live in Stamford and expect to get to Hartford to plow. So if you're living in Stamford, you're going to be working at one of those really close garages nearby. So these men and women are plowing the roads. They're clearing the roads in their communities where they live and work. So they're clearing it for friends, family, neighbors, for all residents of the state of Connecticut. So it also may surprise people that we've already had several plow trucks out this year. Actually, on Veterans Day, we had some precipitation, some flurries up in the Northwest Hills. Usually that's where it starts here in Connecticut. It's something that we take absolutely seriously. And so anytime that there's a winter weather event, a threat of icy roads, of slick conditions, we're going to be out there day, night, weekends, doesn't matter. When the call comes in, we go out and make sure that these roads are safe.
Very good. And now switching to the driver side of things, how are you guys rolling out or stepping up your winter driving safety messaging?
Yeah, we're going to just, because, you know, the weather, you know, the snow is unpredictable. We never know when that first storm is going to hit. But we're going to start messaging and reminding people now ways to keep themselves safe when they're out and about, in terms of making sure their wipers are ready, making sure they have the snow scrapers, snow brushes, make sure they have the winter tires or all-season tires, reminding them that if their car is frosted over and frozen over, which is happening a lot when we're waking up here on these fall mornings, to make sure your whole windshield is clear. Don't just clear that little circle for you to peer out of without doing the whole windshield and all of your side windows. So just issuing those reminders and getting it out there. Also incredibly important when our trucks are out there that people give us the room that we can do our jobs safely. Too often in every winter event, people are crowding the plows, they're crashing into the plows, they're making conditions unsafe for themselves and our drivers. So please stay back, let us do our job safely and effectively in service for the state of Connecticut.
Very good. Just an incidental to this, obviously DOT and your vendors and partners have been very, very busy over the past year doing a lot of resurfacing and a lot of work on the roadways. Has there been any change to either the materials or the way you guys are doing and handling resurfacing in terms of the application that have an eye toward improving traction or making the roads even more safe or compatible to the type of snow removal and snow melting materials that you're using?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and some of this is probably sight unseen for many drivers, but it makes a difference. So looking at the pavement markings, so the lines that are on the road, we'll actually recess those into the pavement. So when the plows go over, they're not going to be scraping up the pavement. So that's going to give them some more visibility, a longer life out on the road and ultimately save taxpayer dollars because we're not going to have to go out and restripe or repaint roads as often. We also install something called high friction surface treatment, which again is something you are not going to see, but it's a thin overlay that we can put on some of our curved roads, which will help the tires grip a little bit more, especially in the winter weather or a rain event when there's some precipitation on the road. Looking at something people will see and will fill is centerline rumble strips. So when we're doing a paving project, making sure that we put those rumble strips on that center line. So if someone is distracted, if someone is drowsy and they start veering over that center line, that will give them that rumble, that cue to self-correct and stay in their travel lane. Yeah. So really just a lot of things that we're working on, common sense engineering practices and things that we know will save taxpayer dollars and also save lives and keep our community safer.
Yeah, that's why I love touching base with you, Josh, and not only getting a chance to try to spotlight a little more attention on the guys and women on the front lines who are out improving the roads, but also the innovation you guys at DOT are always seeking to maximize. So very much appreciate that input. Another issue that we've seen starting to get a lot more attention, especially from local and Connecticut State Police agencies, is the new legislation around e-bikes. And I have to say, I know one of the main points in the new legislation is the requirement of helmets for all or for particular age groups. And, that's the one, obviously, that's most evidently, hard to, get the message out and convince. But what does Connecticut DOT have to say to our listeners about the new e-bike legislation or any other issues that you see trending that is compromising the safety of either e-bike riders or pedestrians and vehicles sharing the road with them?
Yeah, overall, you're looking at the crash stats and really focused on fatal crashes as the most serious, obviously. This week, there's been 8 bicyclists killed on Connecticut roads. This same time last year and the year before, there were 4. So we're double the amount of bicycle fatalities in 2025, which is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily connected to more people using e-bikes. What we see is that the drivers out there continue to speed, continue to be distracted, and continue to drive impaired. So really our message is to those motorists out there, when you get behind the wheel, make sure you're understanding the responsibility that you have in that vehicle. You are surrounded by thousands of pounds of steel, and you have seatbelts, and you have airbags. Someone who is riding their bike has a helmet and not much else to protect them.
Going
back to Con Etiquette and some of the things we've been talking about, so much of this is common sense, which so many people have seemed to have lost. It's not something unique to Connecticut. We talked to all the other DOTs. They're seeing it in their states as well. Motorists are selfish. They are reckless. And they think that their time is more valuable than anything else. It's better to be 5 minutes late to your destination than to not get there at all. Because you caused a crash, because you killed somebody, because you killed yourself. So as we head into the holidays, as we continue to promote safe driving and safe transportation, we want everyone from the drivers, the bicyclists, the pedestrians to all have that shared responsibility of safety. We all have places to go. We all have things to do, and we all want to get there safely.
Well, Josh, we hit that sweet spot where we have just enough time to talk about one more thing. And I think the most important thing to wrap up our discussion with was one of the first things we started talking about during our last conversation. And that is this very stepped up and aggressive campaign to be installing wrong way detection systems on our on and off ramps throughout the state of Connecticut. First of all, how are we doing in terms of stats on wrong way drivers, and how are the existing systems and these soon to be online or just put online new systems doing?
The systems are working incredibly well. so much so that it's really troubling how often they are working. Mm. We have more than 200 systems currently active around the state of Connecticut, which have been activated more than 700 times over the last 2 years. It's 100% a weekly occurrence. It's almost a nightly occurrence here in Connecticut, where there's a driver that heads onto the highway in the wrong direction. Those lights start flashing, and thankfully they stop and turn around before they get onto the highway at highway speeds in the wrong direction. So the systems are working. It's addressing a chronic problem that we have experienced here in Connecticut, and we're going to keep this program going for several more years, and we have funding and plans to get more than half of our ramps with this life-saving technology on them.
Very good. I appreciate your time this morning, Josh, and always from the commissioner on down to our frontline workers on the roads, our law enforcement, DOT, truck and vehicle, police, everyone at your organization. Highest regards from us here at Connoisseur Media. The Connecticut Department of Transportation is responsible for Connecticut's major transportation systems, including their maintenance, planning, engineering, and construction. You can read about a lot of the subjects that we talked about this morning by going to their website at portal.ct.gov/DOT. Josh Morgan, our regular resource with Connecticut DOT. He's their communications director. And as always, a pleasure to chat with you, Josh. Thank you so much for your time today, and have a good holiday.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.